Mike Davidson. He's the co-director of Core Issues Trust, an organisation that offers therapy to homosexual men and women who seek a change in their sexual preference. And Mike also underwent conversion therapy himself. Good morning to you.
Good morning. No, I didn't undergo conversion therapy at all. That's not a practice that we support or believe in. This is an imposed title and one that we reject.
Okay, sorry. Well, I apologise for that. What you went through then is a form of discussion, a form of
therapeutic support.
Explain exactly what that means, because you've heard Gary describe it as brainwashing. And do you think that is basically what it is?
Absolutely not. What I underwent was standard psychotherapeutic and counselling support from registered psychologists and a psychiatrist. And they took me seriously. They took my desire to move away from unwanted feelings and behaviours. And I found that as I worked with them and I worked on my behaviours, the feelings subsided. Now, I feel that that is something that is perfectly legitimate, but unfortunately it's been demonized by those who take everything in one bag and call it conversion therapy.
Whenever your organization is offering this form of therapeutic counseling, do you tell these people that their sexuality is wrong?
What we tell them is, firstly, we listen to what it is that they've come for. Why are they coming? And usually they've had enough of gay. They've tried it. They've lived the lifestyle. It doesn't work for them. They're unhappy. They're not saying that that should be everybody's experience, and that's not what we're saying. It's just that they want to go in a different direction.
Well, there'll be a lot of people even kind of upset with the idea that you're suggesting it's a lifestyle. Their sexuality, they will say, is very much a part of them. But just to ask you the question again, because you didn't answer it. Do you tell them their sexuality is wrong?
No, we don't tell them their sexuality is wrong. They tell us that their sexuality doesn't fit them. It doesn't work for them. And you see the assumption...
And is that an idea you reinforce?
Sorry, am I going to get an opportunity to explain myself without being interrupted?
Well, I'm just asking a question. Is that something that you reinforce?
We encourage people to explore the direction that they want to go in. And the issue here, Chris, is that there is an assumption that homosexuality is inborn and cannot be changed. That is what is undergirding this particular debate. And we hold a different point of view. The largest studies in the world, for example, Ghana in 2019, that the BBC clearly reported on, indicated that there is no gay gene. There may be a small genetic contribution, but what we are dealing with is an environmental, developmental issue, and that's what we fundamentally disagree on in this debate, and that's why there is the conflict that is taking place. But check any mental health body throughout the world, and you'll see that none of them place all the responsibility on a genetic hard coding of homosexuality. It just doesn't exist.
By that argument then, you would say that people choose to be heterosexual. Would you support people going to a counsellor to discuss whether or not they should be heterosexual and maybe looking towards becoming homosexual?
You know, that's a straw man. I've never had, and I don't believe there is any example of anybody seeking to become gay who is heterosexual.
And is that maybe because that society has at times put pressure on people who are homosexual, who kind of find themselves in a position where they get these negative messages? And the argument, therefore, would be, are you the best person for somebody who is in a position where they're struggling with mental health, they're struggling with their own sexuality? Are you the best person for them to go to when you clearly believe that they should not be homosexual in the first place?
And tell me, those who do not believe that homosexuality can change, are they the best people to go to when clients on my side of the fence who have been damaged and hurt by professionals who say, this is who you are? We have to have checks and balances. We have ideological diversity here, and both sides need to come to the table. It cannot be that the LGBT community simply wipe out the ex-gay community. We have, established the fact that ex-gay is protected under the Equality Act of 2010.
And just very briefly on that point, you say you're concerned about the impact on people. Do you ever worry about the impact of what you do and what you say to young people on their mental health and on them?
We have very clear guidance in terms of our safeguarding policies and who and how and when we refer to medics and psychologists and those who are within the mental health fraternity who can help. But we cannot simply wipe out people's freedom of belief in terms of what they understand about their own experience of homosexuality. We will not be dictated to by the Rainbow Society or those people who think that they have the answers to everything. They don't.
Mike Davidson, thank you very much indeed. That is the co-director of Core Issues Trust.